In your parents, they didn't belong to Zionists or anything, just the synagogue, is that all?
I guess that the Lord's something else for that guy, I don't know.
I never
told me.
And then the next question I have is, what was the relationship of the government of your country to the Jews? How is the government to the Jewish people?
The government, they were afraid of me.
The Jews were afraid. The Jews were afraid of the government.
Sure, the Jews were afraid. Never.
And when you were young, before you came to America, what did you think of America at this time? Do you remember?
I found it, my sister was not in my family.
No, but wait a minute. What did you think when you... Before you came?
Yeah.
What did you think? Did you want to come, or...?
Sure, everybody wants to go. That time was, you know, different here.
What did you think it was here?
What can I tell you? Such a foolish question.
Mr. Swinner, please come to the front office.
Why did you leave the country? Why? Why did you go? Because you were poor or because of
the school, no education, and nothing. And I didn't get no education when I got there either.
And that's why you came to the United States, right?
That's right.
When you left your country, did you know that you were going to come to Pittsburgh? Did you have a definite place to go in the United States?
Did I have
that? You knew where you were coming to the United States, to where you were going. You were coming right to Pittsburgh. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then your definite destination was Pittsburgh, right? When you left Europe, you knew you were coming to Pittsburgh.
Sure, that's when my brother did it, the oldest one, brought his children. The whole family came here. Even my mother died in this country.
Were you part of a group traveling together? Now, who did you come with? You started to tell me before.
I came with my sister-in-law's mother, my brother,
your mother,
the three of us.
And one of your brothers, and yourself,
right?
The three of us.
And I went to work.
Well, I didn't get there yet. How did you come here? What time? On a ship?
On a ship. I can't tell you the name of the ship, though.
Attention, please. The current time is...
When you came here, who met you? Did someone meet you when you came here?
Sure,
Who met you?
My brother.
A brother. Alright. Did you bring anything with you when you came, like any kind of papers, or... What did you bring with you and why?
Nothing. Just that time you
got anything?
No. That time we were allowed to come in, everybody, and then they closed up.
Okay. Is your name the same as it was in Europe? Well, no, because you were married. Right.
I got married here.
But you changed your name when you came here too? Or did you change your name when you got married?
I married a cousin, the same name.
Yes, but your name said Samansky on your wedding thing. But you didn't change your name until you got married.
It's the same name.
But Samansky.
Samansky, they called her changed in America's.
Okay. When you first came here, what was your first impression? What did you think when your brother met you? What was your first impression?
Well, at times it's a difference in life, a difference thing, but then I had to go to work. I didn't have much history, like you say, trace.
George Creepod,
George Creepod.
You ran out of here because of the voice. What did you say?
I said, I didn't have such a picnic when I got here. I had to go to work. My sister wasn't such a nice, good kind to us. And then my sister was here.
What impressed you? Did you like it when you came to Pittsburgh? Did you not like it or what?
I liked it, sure. It's a different world, different country. You're free, you can say, get anything you want to. Right?
Right.
I wish I could explain better, honey. I can't tell you more.
That's all right.
See, the whole family was here, even my mother died.
Do you remember the very first day you came to Pittsburgh?
The what?
Do you remember the very first day you got here?
Why should I tell you a lie?
You don't remember it.
Did you ever see a little picture I had it with a wig on?
I did. No.
We had a big picture and it got so old, so she made a little picture. She still got that picture.
And you put the picture on?
Huh?
Is that your picture when you came here?
My picture?
Yes.
I never took much picture.
Well, whose picture did you have?
That's for my mother.
And
then I had pictures taken here. The kids, yeah.
Was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you during the first 5 years? Your hard work and
disappointment.
With your sister-in-law, or what was your disappointment? Did you have to go to work here? Or?
It's not to work. I'm not a question anymore. And I worked to another living,
and I made friends. You had what? Did you make friends? You know, girlfriends. That's what you had, friendly friends, and so on. And I don't know whether you answered. Was there any period during the on? To make the adjustment to being in the United States.
I made adjustments soon when I came to this country. I couldn't go to school. I had to go to work. And then asking them, why should I? She stayed for 50, 60 years. My sister-in-law.
Oh, well, that has no bearing. We don't care about that.
How
long were you here when you got married? How many years were you here?
About 3 years.
You were here 2 years when you got married.
And I married a cousin. Only one of them not to my relation.
You were here for about 2 years, and how old were you, Bobby, when you got married?
Well, I came to this country. I was 20.
Really?
About 20, sure. About 20, 21 years, that's all, when I got married.
Well, when you were 22, it was 2 years, about 22 then.
22 or 21, something like that. I told you, can...
That's all, when you first came here, do you remember where you lived? You know, what street, not who was in, but just what street you lived on, or in what area was it?
You mean here?
Yeah, Pittsburgh. Where did you live?
They lived in Crawford Street.
In the hill section.
Huh?
In the hill section.
No.
Is it Crawford Street in the hill?
You mean this country?
Yeah,
here
in
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
They lived in Crawford Street. Just the rest.
Not when you were married, before you were married, where did you live?
What did I do?
No, where did you live before you were married?
One of my brothers.
Yeah, but in what section of the city was your brother?
Was it
in the hill section?
This I can't tell you.
You don't remember where you were before you were married. But after you were married, then you moved to the hill section. But you didn't live there before, you don't think?
I lived there a long time.
A long time, okay. After you were married, did you buy a house? Or did you live in an apartment?
No, just in a house. My sister lived downstairs. And I was upstairs.
And then eventually, did you buy a house? Or?
No, I didn't buy no house. It feels a lot I can tell you about myself, don't you understand?
Right. What kind of work? You said you went to work when you came here. What kind of work did you do?
I used to make tobers, cigars.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, pick up a lot of people that there.
A big factory, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And how did you get your training for that? Did they get teach you?
They show you for the first time, then you catch on. There's not much to it.
They taught you how.
I used to work at the
labor
bank, the way people work now.
They were long hours?
Sure.
You can't remember how many hours? Or you can't remember how much you were paid? Yeah. And you never worked on a Saturday or a Jewish holiday?
No.
You never worked there?
Yes, I never worked.
And how long did you stay at this job? Do you remember?
Till I got married.
Till you got married. Did you belong to any kind of a union when you worked?
No.
No.
That time was everything plain. It's plain and green, like, yeah.
Well, what became your life? Work a housewife. You were a housewife.
A child. At one place, yet to another. But now you live and you learn.
Well, how did you learn English, though? Just from picking it up, or?
With your old Trenton people.
Oh, and you learned English that way.
Most of all, 200 people.
Uh-huh.
Did you get any information?
When you came and you worked with these Gentile people, were they nice to you, brother?
Yes.
But they were nicer to you here than when you...
People are nicer now than they used to be.
Right. Were they nicer here than when you left the old country?
I didn't get that. I went to work and I went home.
Okay. In other words, you didn't have too much to do. How about Gentile neighbors when you first moved? When you first started?
I lived with people, Gentile, Italian people, and everyone was nice, kind. I was nice
and good neighbors.
That's what I mean. They were nice to me and I was nice to them.
Did you ever play any musical instrument, brother?
Music?
Yeah. Did you like music? You always, everybody likes music.
Sure, right? Everybody likes music.
Did you enjoy going to the Yiddish theater? Did you ever think?
I didn't go much.
But you did go.
I used to like a movie. That time was 10 cents to win the movie.
And did you ever attend any lectures? No, at the different organizations?
I never cared for any jewelry or rouge or paint. Just like.
No, but how about lectures? Did you ever go to any lectures?
Sometimes.
And what about the library? Did you go to the library ever with the kids?
I was educated. I would go to the library. Don't you understand the link?
When you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
Yes, I can appraise else. If you want to keep it, you keep it. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah, but you were religious, weren't you, brother?
Well, my father was a rabbi. And my mother was even discounted for so many years. She was so strict, not with us, for herself. Now she got a meek. This not me, has nothing to do with it. Don't make me even talk about it, because she used used to go to shul three times a day.
Really?
Yeah. It was slipping rain, she never stopped. But the minute the time she got hurt falling on the ice.
Oh,
I wasn't, and the rest of the family was religious. And I wasn't either. I worked there, you know, when I was when I was married, I used to go over and shop in the town and buy some, I got something, you know. My mother was early in the old time.
And then
Well, you have a very strong religious feeling, right? You have, because there's one come over, nobody else, we have to believe, and it shows a little that something she left for me. No, no, she's gone here for one Saturday.
And you have never changed your religious practices, have you, brother?
You know, this father was very religious too, and her mother. You know, she used to be the one at the prophet, the Sarah, you remember?
Yes,
He just came to her and gave her a lot of money. She always gave to the poor. And neighbor, she never worked in Saudi. They were all very, very religious.
And
back the way I talked.
No, why should we laugh? You don't work on, but you know, you've always kept kosher.
Nobody gets like.
Well, you're very strict and very clean. Kosher's clean.
Oh, that's one thing.
And the, you've always gone to a synagogue when you could on Saturday for the services, or any other holiday, but for sure on Saturday.
When I come over, I work Saturday.
What synagogue did you go to, Saturday? What synagogue, like, did your children go to?
When I was married?
Yeah.
The Shankin, and that's in, I forgot the name of the state.
What's
that?
You know, the yeah, I've heard of it.
And there were members there.
I see.
And then that's the only show that we did at the I'm sorry, I looked up.
When you first came, Bobby, you did you because of the difference in the country, you know, from year after year, did the different climate or the food or anything, did it make you sick? When you first came, do you remember? Was it a hard adjustment to go from one country?
It wasn't so easy.
But did the food make you sick here by what you had in Europe, you know?
Do you know what I used to buy for my lunch?
Yeah.
When I worked, you'll learn a banana and something else.
A drink or something.
It's one thing. I never had any meat, squash, or anything like that.
When you came, and if you needed a doctor, where did you go for a doctor, like?
See, at the beginning, they had a Jewish doctor.
Yeah.
And they didn't live far from us. And the friend of body or myself,
you remember his name?
At least a long time ago, Saperstein.
Yeah. I've heard that name.
Did you?
Yeah.
You know, when anyone used to be just called, not to the telephone, they didn't live here.
Someone went to get
him. They used to come in, charge
a lot, or was he reasonable?
No, not like this time, no, sure. These days.
He was reasonable.
As he's been there so long.
And then
we had the Dr. Busham. He was a gentle doctor.
I guess the first organization that you ever joined would be the synagogue, the shul, is that right? And then you yourself helped create that bigger hole. That's a long time ago. You must have had small babies at that time. Do you remember, Bobby, how you started the bigger hole? You and your grandmother?
It's not how long is the bigger hole? About 40 years, huh?
Well, I think it's longer than that. No. I think there's 1905 on there.
Yes, I can't remember what
year. All right, but how did you start this graduate program?
I think I'm a paid-up member there.
Yes, you're a paid-up member. Yeah, but how did you and your lady friends, how did you start this? You were the beginning of this. How did you start it? Do you remember?
Like anybody else, you try if you have time. At time, you could get the help for a little nothing, but
yeah.
There were two down and two going. You understand? Right.
But did you
help? I was with the show.
You helped to, you went to help
with
sick people.
Whatever I could for them.
You
I helped anybody.
Were these friends or neighbors or were these all people that you knew?
Neighbors. I didn't want to say nothing.
No, you don't need any notes.
No.
But this is how you created that bigger hole.
Bigger hole in the Mizrahi.
Yeah.
Wait. The, what do you call the burial?
The cemetery.
Yeah.
The freeway.
I belong to that. See anybody? They have a big place there. And
anyone that needed
advice, nine places for that. Then my cabin, it said, you know, she belongs to somebody, got to help.
Did you always use a pushkin box too, buddy?
I had seven boxes.
Seven, this was a different organization.
When I got sick,
yeah,
and I told the there's money in, I told for Roger. I told them not to give the boxes.
But tell me, where did you ever go to have a good time, like did you?
To take care of my kids,
the
kids,
that was your good time.
That was my
well, what about before you were married, Beth?
I wrote another story.
And it was, how about the synagogue? Did you go there?
That's when we married. You can't go when you're single. You can go, sure. That's enough questions. Look, it's so long.